Two balls and a strike. The count on the Chinook shortstop. The 2-1 delivery home. Missing low and inside, nearly hitting Ellis on the shoot tops. It is now 3-1. The top of the Lakeshore order is what really did the damage in that sixth inning. I mean, everyone really did in that sixth frame, but looking at Brady Council's two-run single, Jack Halloran's two-run double, all adding up. The 3-1. This one, shot back up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Carl scores. It is a two-hit game for Tristan Ellis, and the Lakeshore Chinooks have come all the way back and lead at 11-10. Top of the order with Griffin Cameron. Cameron doubled in the third, singled and scored back an inning ago. So it'll be a safe situation for the Lakeshore bullpen in this bottom of the seventh. First pitch missing low to Cameron for ball one. Still just one out in the inning as well. Ty Wisdom on deck, ready counsel to follow. Dancing off first is Ellis, the 1-0, showing bunt. Cameron pulls back as it misses the zone for ball two. Lakeshore a chance now to do what the Rafters did to them yesterday, sweep a doubleheader. Like mentioned, Wisconsin Rapids will get another crack at it, serving as the home team in this game. 2-0 pitch in there on a fastball to make it 2-1. Called strike from the home plate umpire Xander Huddleston. Area long peering with just 5 seconds on the pitch clock. It steps off the back of the rubber to avoid a violation. Now a jog out to the mound. Quick conference here, and that is a new catcher in the ball game as well. I should note Cashel Duggar in for Gabe Casso. So it'll be all left-handed bats due up for Wisconsin Rapids in the home half of the seventh, Boston, Lopez, and Duggar. Cashel catching in game one. And as well to try and be a navigator of this Rafters staff. Out of the mound visit, count is 2-1. Perry set, first base side of the slab, the next delivery home. Cameron watches it down low for ball three. Three balls and one strike here on Cameron. Perry once again off the back of the rubber. The home plate umpire, Xander Huddleston, says, hey, that's two disengagements now, and Trotter Boston will jog back out with Cashel Duggar to have a quick conversation with the Rafter right-hander. Last few innings or so have been at a bit of a slower pace. This will be the longest game of our doubleheader. Each game yesterday was at 2 hours and 14 minutes, and I mentioned game one today at 2, or I should say at 1:40. Arroyo holding on the runner at first, and now we'll get a pickoff move prior to the 3-1. Wisdom on deck, Brady Council to follow. The 3-1 delivery from Nick Perry. This is up and away for ball four. Ellis to second. It's a 5-pitch free pass given out to Griffin Cameron. No action in the Rafter bullpen. Perry, the sixth arm used today. Ty Wisdom drew a six-pitch walk last inning and later scored, had an RBI knock in the fifth. Two on, one away, 11-10 Chinooks, top seven. Showing bunt is Wisdom, pulls back, but that one catches the zone for a called strike. So an earlier night game start tomorrow than what we're normally used to. Every home game at Witterfield, that's a night game, is 6:35, but it's half hour ahead of schedule, 6:05 at the Duck Pond. But what's important right now is what's going on in front of us here at CUW. A one fastball missing the inside corner to even the count at a ball and a strike. Ellis on second. Cameron on first. Good speed on the bases. 1-1 pitch hit in the air down the left field line. This one will end up foul beyond the rafter bullpen. Two strike count here for Nick Perry at 1-2. Looking to keep it at just a one-run deficit for the Rafter offense in the home half. Right-hander in his 12th game of the season. He's been thrusted into this ball game and has allowed the go-ahead run and is currently in a sticky situation. 1-2, both runners take off. This one misses upstairs, and Duggar is unable to get the transfer out of his glove. So the count evens at 2-2, and each runner advances 90 feet. Ellis now on third, Cameron on second. Middle's back, corners in. Perry's 2-2. Breaking ball, missing at the top of the zone. A full count drawn here for Wisdom in his fifth trip to the plate tonight. Now the entire infield is in for Wisconsin Rapids. The 3-2. Fastball fouled away down the left field line. Alex Redmond, the starter today for the Chinooks, followed up by a left-hander, Parker Davis, in a 1-2-3. Bottom half of inning six, worked in his Northwoods League debut by Noah Melsop. The next 3-2, missing the inside corner for ball four. Nick Perry frustrated as well, thought that one had a piece of the zone. Instead, it's a seven-pitch walk to Ty Wisdom to load the bases. Double play ball back intact. The middles will retreat back to double play depth. Corners stay in for the right-handed hitting Brady Council. The DH has driven in three runs today. Big two-run single in the sixth. Had a sac fly as well in the first. Perry set the first delivery. Off speed, chasing is Brady. Count begins 0-1. Just one out in the inning. Mason Schwalbach in the on-deck circle. Then it's Jack Mallorin. Pitch number 29 of the frame here from Perry. Off speed, missing up and in. Be a crushing loss to the Rafters. By far the toughest loss and toughest pill to swallow of the season. They still got a fighting chance. Perry's 1-1. Fastball dialed right in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the count on the Kansas Jayhawk, Brady Council. Perry agrees with what Cashel Duggar is throwing down, the 1-2. Our chopper foul down the third base line. Another 1-2 here in this intense battle between Nick Perry and the three-hole hitter in the Chinook lineup. The payoff. And on the hands, popped right near the rafter dugout down the third base side. Cashel Duggar sliding on his knees is unable to make the catch. Another life here for Brady Council in this battle. Brady had the big day yesterday in the twin bill. Between the two games, had 3 2-baggers. He collects another one of those here, would rip the game wide open and clear the bases.
Let's make some noise. Let's hear you.
Another 1-2, Nick Perrier, long top of the seventh for the right-hander. Pitch number 33 on its way. Good lead from all the runners. Goes fastball and it misses well upstairs. Once again, it's Tristan Ellis on third, Griffin Cameron on second, and Ty Wisdom on first. The 2-2. Breaking ball, missing up and in. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Bases full of Chinooks. There's nowhere to put Brady Council. Perry comes set with 10 on the pitch clock. 3-2. Another one tapped foul on a high chop down the third baseline. We'll do it again. After Mason Schwalbach and Jack Halloran, sits Billy Scaldeferi and A.J. Garcia. Another 3-2 from the rafter right-hander. Hit in the air left center field. Teal and Buchanan chasing in. It'll be Aiden Teal to make the catch. Tagging from third base is Ellis. There will be no throw to the plate. Another sack fly here tonight for Brady Council. Makes it 12-10. Everyone else stays put. The runners on first and second with two away. Mason Schwalbach into the left-handed batter's box. Drew two walks in that big inning. First one on six pitches, second on five. He scored both times. Also singled back in the fourth. Tie ball game at Capital Credit Union Park in the bottom of the seventh on ESPN Plus. 6-6 between the Wausau Woodchucks and the Green Bay Rockers. Madison, a four-run lead in the bottom of the eighth, 7-3 at home against the Rockford Rivets. First pitch to Schwalbach, misses downstairs for ball one. Rafters will need a couple in the home half to keep this ball game moving. As of right now, 2-tie, 3-win. Here he comes set, the 1-0. Hit in the air left field. Walker Buchanan originally came in and now backtracking with the lights, still battling it, and he makes the catch. That'll retire the side. The Chinooks grab the lead, sending seven to the plate here in the top of the seventh. 12-10 the score, 7-8-9 Boston. Lopez and Duggar do up in the home half to try and keep this game alive. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Noah Melsoff remains on the mound here for Lakeshore. Bottom seven, first pitch fastball to Trotter Boston is called a strike. Chinooks 12, Rafters 10 in game two of our seven-game doubleheader here today from Moonlight Graham Field. Breaking ball on the back door to Boston, called a strike. It is 0-2. Andy Ockham back here in the Moonlight Field, Graham Field press box. Pardon me, Rafters baseball on WFHR as always. Thanking you so much for tuning in on a Friday night. 0-2 to Boston, fouled back. Trotter in the ballgame has reached in all three of his trips to the plate. Six-pitch walk in the second, singled and scored in the fourth, and also drew a walk in the fourth inning. Each team hitting around once in this ballgame with massive frames. Seven-run fourth for the Rafters, but an eight-run top of inning six for Lakeshore. The 0-2 from Melsoff. In the air down the left field line, that one foul. Two runs in the top of the seventh inning to give Lakeshore the lead. They trailed it 10-1 against your Rafters through four innings of play. RBI single from Tristan Ellis up the middle. Brought in run 11, and then a sack fly from Brady Council added some insurance. For Boston, it's Lopez and Cashel Duggar. The 0-2. Breaking ball, fouled away again. Very pesky here is Trotter. Another 0-2 here to the Tabor Blue Jay. The payoff from Melsoff. Fouled away down the third baseline. Trotter's all over every delivery he's seeing right now. Ten runs in the last two innings at the dish for Lakeshore to come back and give him the lead. Speechless, lost for words, however you want to put it. All the above. The 0-2, check swing on a fastball. Trotter went around upstairs. Lengthy battle goes to Melsoff. One up, one down for Lakeshore here in the seventh. Tracer Lopez aboard twice in the ballgame, both in that fourth inning. He singled and scored and also drew a walk. $0.13 to the plate in that seven-run inning for Wisconsin Rapids, 12 for Lakeshore in their eight-run frame. First pitch to Tracer in there for a called strike. I think an impressive thing, though, out of the 20 runs scored tonight, there have been no home runs. Nobody's left the yard. Each team with, or I should say 22 runs now that it's 12-10. Each team with 10 hits. Three errors on the Rapids side. One for Lakeshore. The 0-2. Rolled over on the ground to second. That is Scaldiferi. Flipped to first in time. 4-3 put out of Lopez, two up, two down here in the seventh. It'll be up to Cashel Duggar to keep the game alive. It's his first plate appearance. Cashel starting game one behind the dish out of the eight hole and only got two at-bats going 0-2 with a couple of groundouts. He's in the spot of Gabe Casso. Remember, after fans, 4 or 5 minutes after the final out is recorded, we'll have your official postgame show on WFHR. First pitch from Musoff to Cashel Duggar is there for a called strike. Owen won the count on the UCLA Bruin. Gabe Casso was 0-2 in three plate appearances today. Back to the fastball, it's nothing and two. Duggar unable to connect with that one. No balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty, 12-10 Lakeshore. Noah Melsoff, one pitch away from cementing the comeback. The 0-2. This is low. Top of the order on deck with Aiden Teal, then it's Ben Lloyd. Three arms used tonight for Lakeshore to Wisconsin Rapids is six. One ball, two strikes, the payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him, and that'll do it. 1-2-3, bottom of the seventh. Ends the ball game here at Moonlight Graham Field. 12 runs on 10 hits and an error for Lakeshore. 10 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back in a couple minutes for official postgame show of Raptor Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swift Water Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Final score here tonight, 12-10. The Wisconsin Rapids Raptors fall short of a comeback effort against the Lakeshore Chinooks, or I should say they themselves drop the comeback effort and a chance to walk it off potentially here at Moonlight Graham Field. But instead, the Lakeshore Chinooks was a 10-1 deficit that they had gone down between, and they were able to come back and win it. Andy Ockham here for Raptors Radio, your official postgame show. Scoring started off in this 12-10 affair in the top of the first inning, a sack fly from Brady Council. Got us going. Two more then for Wisconsin Rapids in the home half. An RBI triple from Chris Arroyo and an RBI groundout from Walker Buchanan. Another run for Rapids in the third inning. A leadoff double from Landon Gaz came in to score on a wild throw from the catcher Mason Schwalbach and a steal attempt from Trotter Boston to second base. Then the Raptors put up seven, sending 13 to the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning, making it 10-1. Some highlights from that inning: a two-run single from Aiden Teal, a two-run single as well from his Virginia teammate, Walker Buchanan. Chipping back into the deficit, the Chinooks in the top of the fifth inning, an RBI knock from Ty Wisdom, and then eight runs on 12 hitters sent to the plate in the top of the sixth inning off the bats of many Chinook hitters that contributed there. A two-run single from Brady Council and a two-run double from Jack Halloran. He had two doubles in that inning alone, contributing to three runs driven in. Two more runs put up to seal the deal. It was 10-10 entering the seventh inning. The Chinooks having an RBI single from Tristan Ellis and a sack fly from Brady Council to wrap it out. 12 runs, 10 hits in air, six left on for the Chinooks. Rapids serving as the home team in this game, this being a makeup from Saturday, the 13th of July. 10 runs, 10 hits, three errors, and five left on. Noah Molsoff gets the win out of the bullpen. Two scoreless and hitless innings for the Madison College right-hander in his Northwoods League debut. 28 pitches thrown, no walks, and two strikeouts. Nick Perry, the loss out of the Raptors stable, one of six arms used today. He pitched that seventh inning in which those two runs came across to score on two hits, two walks, a punch-out on 38 pitches. Brandon Scott got the start today for Wisconsin Rapids. The southpaw from Hillsdale College was fantastic. Three innings, one hit, one run allowed, a walk, and two strikeouts on 44 pitches. Then it was a handful of debuts for Wisconsin Rapids. Dakota Crumbly, Seth Creasy, and Kelly Crumpton as well. Mac Mabry, two-thirds of an inning in that sixth frame in which he allowed four earned runs. Time of the game, 3:19 tonight. Just over 800 in attendance here at Moonlight Graham Field. 76 and sunny at the time of first pitch. No sugarcoating it. This one stings, and it stings hard. Toughest loss of the season for the Raptors for sure. Had a chance to win three out of four games here in Mech 1 in this four-game stretch in the span of 2 days, and they managed to drop both today after winning both yesterday, trying to build some momentum back into that second-half divisional race. They lost anything they gained yesterday, and it's back on the road tomorrow at Madison. Not going to get any easier here in these next 5 days. Four games to be played in off-day Monday. Home and home with the Mallards starting tomorrow. We're back at Winterfield Sunday, Monday off, and then a home and home with the Wausau Woodchucks. 12:10 the final tonight, 6:05 first pitch at the Duck Pond tomorrow, at 5:55 pregame show right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR. Thank you so much for heading out and spending your whole Friday with us. Andy Ockham signing off here in the Moonlight Graham Field Press Box. We'll catch you tomorrow night in Madison.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFH.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here.
I got my hug, but I felt that same kind of instinct of wanting to.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
CBS News Brief. Trying to offer clarity, the FBI says the GOP presidential nominee, Donald Trump, was indeed struck by a bullet during an assassination attempt. Trump reacting during an event in Palm Beach County, Florida.
They said, well, it might have been a bullet, but it might have been glass. So really, where did the glass come from? Or it might have been shrapnel. Where did the shrapnel come from? No, they then said it was a bullet.
Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle have endorsed the presidential candidacy of Kamala Harris. Michelle Obama saying during their phone call to the VP,
"I am proud of you. This is going to be historic."
Scores of wildfires across the U.S. and Canada have scorched swaths of land in California, Oregon, Idaho, Alaska, and Alberta. Austin Molina had to leave his home in Magalia, California.
"We are really scared and just don't know what's going on, and it's just a very scary, tense time."
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is well represented at the Paris Olympics. Here's Lisa Hale.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin's largest school district has an interim superintendent. The Milwaukee Public School Board voted Thursday to place the district's acting superintendent, Eduardo Galvan, into the interim position. He's overseen MPS since Keith Posley resigned in June. The board plans to conduct a national search for a permanent superintendent. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The good news for fans of The Boys is that there will be a season 5. The bad news is that it will be the last season, according to showrunner Eric Kripke. More not-so-great news for fans, producers say the season will take 2 years to shoot and is still in the early stages of development. Producers of the Amazon Prime show say the soonest the new season can drop would be mid-2026. It appears things are finally on track for an I Am Legend sequel. Legendary screenwriter Akiva Goldsman told Deadline there will be good news soon. How can you have a sequel when the main character died in the original? Goldsman says they are sequelizing an alternative ending. When it comes to millions of dollars, Hollywood can be incredibly resourceful and creative. The first installment of the Will Smith film raked in over $500 million in 2007. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend, highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. It's 71 right now.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, one of the doctors participating in Ride to Decide, a national bus tour speaking out about the real physical danger of state-based abortion bans.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native-owned J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
I am awake. Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, and it's always exciting to to catch up and talk about politics. And as you know, we're on civic media too in Wisconsin, so it really helps us amplify what's happening in Wisconsin with your appearance. And I know you've guest hosted, one of the best guest hosts I've ever had, and we can't wait to.
Oh my goodness, that means a lot. Thank you so much.
That's
sorry
true,
to interrupt.
Right? That's true, right, Haley?
Oh, very true. One of my favorite guests that I would, you know, always have back as a guest host.
Absolutely. Well, Haley, let's segue into you right now. It was fun because I talked to you the day after that we heard about Joe Biden and handing the torch over. And yeah. I said, oh, my God, in 24 hours, you know, the candidate got $100 million from people, just normal people out there, not big money. And you said.
Yeah, they're like Arvina was talking about, I think it was like over 40 million in like even not even a full 24 hours. This right. was probably, you know, 6 or 4 hours of that time. And I'll be honest, this is the first time I've ever donated money to any presidential campaign.
Yep.
And it was, you know, it was all of these donors were small money donors. So, mm-hmm. you know, whether that's 1, 2, 5 to 10 bucks, it really added up. And I just have to say, I've told this story to the first presidential election I kind of, you know, paid attention to was, I don't know, even the year I was a kid, I was in elementary school, but this was, you know, Barack Obama's presidency. And hey, shout out Heather Keeler here. She just commented right. on our feed.
State Representative Heather Keeler has hosted our show too before. Just wanted to...
She has. She's great as well. We love
yes,
you, Heather.
We are lucky to have her too. Busted, but, Bailey.
Yeah, I mean, hey, well, thanks for listening, Heather. I would say, you know, the election that I paid attention to the most, like as a kid, was Barack Obama's. And I was so excited because this was a president, a younger president, and a black one at that. And I remember my mom waking me up in the middle of the night after the polls were coming through and it was confirmed that he was going to be our next president. And it was an amazing moment. I just remember being woken up and I was so excited. And I don't know, I was a kid and I was excited. And that's, you know, not many kids get excited for presidential elections like that. But, you know, I think Kamala's got the right kind of mindset. I think she's very wise. When we talk about Native cultures, we talk about women and our matriarchs leading us. And I mean, we've never had a woman as president. So why not? Like, let's see what kind of positive change that this brings to our country, especially a younger woman and someone who has experience. You know, she didn't just fall out of the coconut tree. She's been, you know, having a political career her whole life. She was an attorney. She was a police officer. A senator. Yeah. I'm really hopeful for her and the upcoming president.
Well, yeah.
I was telling Wendy
that she is a co-founder of Emerge.
What?
My organization. Yeah, Emerge actually came to be because a group of women in the San Francisco area decided they wanted more women candidates and more women elected. So the first candidate that they picked up and worked was now Vice President Harris's district attorney campaign for San Francisco. So, wow. So, you know, we at Emerge have a very, very strong, like, lift as you climb ethos. So, you know, part of our mission is like, you don't just go up and bring yourself, you bring everybody with you. You know, you take I personally take that very seriously. I will, you know, I want to bring as many people, especially Native people, with me as possible. And what, you know, I'm really proud that my organization has been, you know, is one that helped our hopeful next president get elected along her career. And what you're talking about, the power of matriarchs, you know, there's an entire you know, half of the population who've never been represented in this office. Oh, an entire half, wow. Which is unbelievable. Why would you want to limit yourself or limit the idea of who your leaders can be to half the population? It's so short-sighted. I mean, besides all of the equality and you know, the fact that women can do the same jobs and do them just as well. But why on earth, if you're searching for the best candidate for such an important job, why would you limit it to half the population? It's just absurd. You know,
well, it's crazy too. The media had an attack on Hillary for 30 years, and she should have been our first woman president. And I got to just tell you a quick story. When Haley was talking about Obama, it's like Wendy was the first Obama fan in our family. I wasn't convinced. And then we went to see him speak at in Minneapolis. And after that, I was convinced, but I wasn't convinced at first. And, it takes a strong woman to lead a groovy guy like me. And Wendy led me to the promised land there with Obama.
Yeah, actually. So when he had announced his candidacy earlier, but he had my Obama presidency story. I was pregnant, and I remember getting excited because I was going to watch this speech where Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg was going to introduce now President Barack Obama kind of to the American people. Mm-hmm. And I was very early on in my pregnancy, but the hormones were in full effect. And I am someone who gets emotional, like at the drop of the hat, like just even when I'm not pregnant. But I remember just breaking down in tears, listening to her describe this person that gave her such hope. And then she was able to tie it back to the hope that her father had brought so many people. And that was so powerful to me. I remember calling my mom and being like, come over here. Caroline Kennedy's talking about her dad and Barack Obama. And she's like, I have no idea why you're crying, but okay, I'll come over.
That's an amazing story. It kind of hit me there because of the legacies of the Kennedys handing over the torch really to Obama at that point. And that's a memorable thing at the convention. And that was, and I forget too, I was talking to Wendy, I forget too that how strong of a senator she was, because there's some footage that came up where she's questioning Barr about some things, in the Trump presidency, and man, she was on it. You know, a former prosecutor was on it.
Oh, absolutely. And she did the same with all of the Trump nominees for the Supreme Court. You know, she grilled them. Mm-hmm. And as they should be grilled. And that's that prosecutorial experience coming out. And I cannot wait till she debates him. I mean, I remember watching her debate Vice President Pence, and the way he talked over her, and watching Haley, I'm not sure if you watched those debates or that debate, but watching her clips. Kind of like, yeah, her sighs and her like the facial expressions that she made over being talked over being dismissed. I'm like,
yeah.
Every woman that works in professional America has had that experience of some guy trying to talk like he knows more than her and talk over her. And just that those expressions on her face, we've all made those expressions. And contrast that to now Trump's vice presidential candidate that's like, women need to be barefoot and pregnant. You know? It's such a contrast. I feel like we really need to retire the whole both sides are the same.
Right.
It's that like talking point, because you can't say both sides are the same when one side is like women need to be pregnant and in the home and the man, what he says goes. versus the Democratic side that says, yes, women are fully formed individuals with opinions and capabilities and just like men and need to be treated thusly.
I laugh because that isn't the our houses run a lot different than the Republican household. Wait a minute, I just want to get a verification, right, Wendy?
Absolutely.
Well, I think it's, you know, one thing that's been on top of my mind this past 24 hours is, you know, JD's response about Kamala not being a fit candidate because she doesn't have children.
Yeah.
And attacking women, childless women who choose or, you know, physically cannot have children, saying that they're unfit. Unfit to lead and
get a half because a vote. Because the cat people get a half a vote, he was saying.
He said that that women who were childless didn't have as much stake in the country as women with children.
I just want to throw into that Kamala is a step parent.
Right.
You know,
has two kids.
Second gentleman Doug Emhoff has two children, and his ex-wife actually had said something too, saying, "How dare you insinuate that she is not a mother figure? She may have not birthed those children, but she has been a wonderful person to like co-parent with." So there's that, but oh my gosh, this is a huge tangent that could go hours and hours.
Right.
Well, Arvina, yes, we got to get you on every week here again, get you back on schedule because
yes,
we got it.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on and really speaking your truth, which is just makes total sense to us and our listeners. And that's just keep the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Right on. Hey, up next, Wendy Pilot with our sacred animal section, our sacred animals, Wendy.
Stay with us.
Right on. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Everyone likes a litter-free ride on Metro Transit buses and trains, so pitch in. Take pride in your ride and take your trash off with you when you get off at your stop. You'll find trash bins at every Metro station. Want to help clean up transit stops in your neighborhood? Join the hundreds who volunteer to adopt a stop and keep it picked up. Learn more at metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop. That's metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! You know, if we would have had our chihuahuas there, they would have started hollering with us.
They would, yeah.
Hey, I want to introduce and welcome Wendy Pilot on the show. She's been an animal advocate for many years, and she talks about our sacred animals, which, you know, are our relatives for the last 8 years, and I've learned so much. And I also got to say this too, Wendy, before you jump in.
Yeah.
You were one of the best hosts on Native Roots Radio too.
Oh, do you remember? Thank you. I remember hosting many times on Thursdays, right? Thursdays.
Or Monday.
Or Monday.
With Ogama.
Sometimes two times a week. Yeah.
With Ogama. Yeah. And then we've been discussing that lately in therapy. So it's she won't be doing that again lately, right?
Absolutely. You're right.
Well, welcome and take it away.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And it's always my pleasure to do that. I have an article here. You know, every now and then, Popular Mechanics comes up with a really good article, and they have one. Dated July 15th, 2024, and it's written by Darren Orff. And its title is 31,000 Bison Are Left in America. And scientists have an epic plan to save them from extinction. Oh, no. Okay, we have a problem here.
Oh, I'll get that. Go ahead.
Okay. So the American bison is an icon of North America, but after dangerously dwindling to only 1,000 or so animals at the turn of this 20th century, the majestic beast is still struggling to return to its former glory. According to a new report by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Texas-based biotech company Colossal is teaming up with indigenous communities to help return the animal back to its native range. So pure bison DNA is really hard to come by, and what does exist is likely to be infected with the disease brucellosis. So what they do is they hope that the Colossal, the company, can use its genetic know-how to circumvent the disease and eventually introduce healthy populations throughout the Great Plains. So there we are, science. Science is working again to save our bison. So I'm really happy about that. It'll probably be a couple of years, I would imagine, for them to get that science down and do that. However, yeah, we'll see what happens. So I'm really excited about that. Also, in other news, the New York Times today just had an article. Robert, you're going to be interested in hearing about this one. So Angry Birds Take on Drones at New York City Beach. Nice. So there's a beach called Rockaway Beach on Long Island, which is 9.5 miles away from Long Beach, where Robert and I spend a lot of time. And there's these beautiful little birds called oyster catchers, and they're a little bit smaller than a seagull, and they're black and white, and they have bright orange long beak, and they're called oyster catchers because that's exactly what they do, is that they open up oysters and other shelled sea food, and they crack them open, and they eat the fish, you know, the food inside. Anyway, what's happening is that, you know, people are going into the ocean on Rockaway Beach, and, you know, people are having trouble drowning. There's sharks. There's things happening. So the city is sending up drones to watch for sharks and to help the lifeguards locate people who might be having a hard time swimming. Now, these oyster catcher birds think that these are other prey and birds, and they're going up to the drones and they're trying to fight the drones.
Wow.
Yeah. So they fly up and they get to the drone and they squawk and they really try to hit the drone with their feet to knock the drone down. Now, the problem is that the drone has wings, right? Like wings, what would you call them? They go around and around like a helicopter.
Like helicopter.
Yeah. So the birds can really get their legs caught in them and get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Right. First Propellers. Of all. And then the second thing is if the oyster catcher is leaving their nest to go and catch the drones, then they're leaving their eggs and their baby chicks, vulnerable for other things. So, yeah, so the city is trying to work out a way how to keep the surfers and the people in the water safe against, you know, currents and things like that and sharks, and also trying to help these birds. So what they, you know, they're coming up with some ideas. Maybe we can go a little bit higher, get stronger cameras, go out a little bit further. So, you know, we're not bothering the oyster catcher birds.
Wow. They're fun birds. You've painted those too.
I've painted them. Yes. They're beautiful, really birds. There's a Facebook page called the Oyster Catcher Chronicles, and it's from Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And people will post pictures of every season, you know, and they mate for life. So there's like the couple, they have the, you know, the eggs, they watch over the eggs, and, you know, they watch these birds, and we get to see them.
Wow.
As they're growing up. So I like to catch them every now and then.
In a picture or a painting?
Picture, yeah, I do. I like to do that. I take pictures of them and paint them. Yeah.
Wow.
Another really interesting thing I just want to bring up now, that this is, you know, people say, I was this many years old when I learned this. Like, I just
I was
learned
yesterday.
This.
I just yesterday years old.
Yesterday day is old. I just learned this. Not every dog knows how to swim. Oh, I just thought that all dogs know how to swim, but they don't. So I found this article. Yeah, your dog may never have shown an interest in the water or may just paddle, but dogs are instinct reactive, and it'll only take an accident for something bad to happen if you think this. So here's some breeds that can't swim or who are really poor swimmers. French bulldogs, English bulldogs, they can't swim. That doesn't explain why. I'm imagining because they're like a thick, heavy little dog, and their noses are really squished in, so they really can't breathe really bad. Yeah, pugs also are on the list. Dachshunds, they're on the list. Boxers. Guess who else? Shih Tzus.
What?
Yeah. Wanda. Our little Wanda is either can't swim or is a poor swimmer.
Well, you have her life jacket on.
I do have a life jacket. I have a life jacket.
Good job.
From Outward Hound. And it's cute. It has a little handle on it, and I could pick her up like a little purse. Basset Hounds.
Oh.
Corgis.
Corgis. They got those short little legs.
Yeah, dachshunds too, probably, right? The short little legs. And Maltese. So our other dog, little Gracie, who's no longer with us, but a Maltese, they can't swim, or they're poor swimmers. So I would suggest, listen, you know, if your dog's never been around the water or has it, you know, don't supervise them in the water. Make sure you're there to hold them or let them wear a life jacket, because not all dogs apparently swim. I just learned that.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Wendy. We're still here. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next, have you heard of the recombobulation area? Well, Dan Schaefer's sitting in the host chair, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.